Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Larry Ilg, who is the CEO of PayU. Welcome, Larry. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about PayU and what you guys do to provide services to merchants who are interested in doing business cross-border. But before we get into that specifically, I'd love to get your perspective on the cross-border opportunity. It's obviously a no-brainer. It's a source of incremental value and customers for merchants. It's also highly complicated because it involves enabling a lot of things that support payments and commerce. How would you define the complexity in cross-border commerce?
It's a great question. So first, just speaking about the scale, I think pretty consistently we are amazed both at the size of the cross-border international opportunity, but more so the growth. And what we see, especially in the developing world, e-commerce is growing much faster at twice the rate that it is in the developed world. So the opportunity, it's certainly screaming at users and merchants. That said, we see the challenges that merchants face in doing business outside their home country. There are a few considerations that go along with that. The alternative payments mechanisms that they might see in the developing world, local acquiring and fraud management. So we see both sides. We see the size of the market, but also the complexity that goes along with it.
So there are a number of players that have also identified this opportunity and want to enable merchants to do a better job at capitalizing on it. How are you approaching the cross-border opportunity? What are you doing to help merchants seize the opportunity?
Yeah, so I think in that way, we think very locally. And we, following from the last question, it's international business for the merchants, but it's very local for the consumers. And, you know, again, we start with alternative payment. You know, in many of the markets we operate, credit card penetration is very low. So alternative payments like cash and bank transfers play a really important role. And for our business specifically, we offer 250 payment methods that allow merchants to reach the entire market. And to put a more concrete example for one of our bigger markets in Poland, 60% of the transactions are paid for by bank transfer. And certainly something that's very foreign for Western-focused merchants is the focus on cash. We find it's a very important payment method in international markets. Additionally, not using a local acquirer can dramatically impact conversion rates. We see this in a lot of markets, but in Brazil, we see meaningful difference in conversion rates when using local acquirer. And to give you a sense of the difference, 20% in Brazil is a conversion rate when using an international acquirer versus 75% when using a local acquirer. Meaningful stuff we're talking about.
Is that really one of the things that you would regard as, you know, the secret sauce for PayU? Is it going into the markets and establishing these local acquirer relationships?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's our business is very grounded in the local market, and we have, not to sound too salesy, but one of the points of competitive differentiation is that we really understand the behavior of local consumers, but we also have the local relationships from an acquirer standpoint. And the percentages we're talking about on the scale of the business opportunity that's available, it's a meaningful difference.
No, it's going from 20%, 25% to 75% is very, very significant, and for merchants, obviously very, very meaningful. So how hard is it for merchants to take advantage of what you offer? Because that's often the other piece of the puzzle. The platform enables a lot of functionality, but it's really difficult for merchants to connect. How is that with the PayU platform?
I think that's one of the things that we do really well. And of course, you know, I'm very critical of our teams in this regard because we can get better and we push to get better every day. But this is one of the things that we see as the primary reason for our existence is to help decipher the international markets and help global merchants operate like locals. And that goes from some of the things I mentioned, figuring out alternative payments, local acquisition, and even things around fraud. So, and it can go so far, we don't give tax advice, but we can help merchants be more tax efficient through local payment processing. So it's really an area of focus for us where we hope that we're very easy to plug into because that's our job.
So you mentioned cash, and I think that's fascinating. You know, we're on this worldwide conquest to eliminate cash, although to your point, it's a very viable and vibrant currency in developing markets, especially you know, markets like India and even China, where the e-commerce experience is not only cash, but it's cash on delivery. Is that a payment method and process that you also enable?
Yeah, and it's funny. In many of our markets, like 4G, online payments is more the future than today's reality. Cash is how a lot of deals get done in our markets. And you've mentioned India. While the scale of the market is really impressive and the number of users coming online, especially with smartphone penetration, it's shocking how few people have a credit card. Latest numbers I see are around 2% of the population has a credit card. And, you know, that would seem like a small number, but when you have a population like India, that's more than 25 million people. And it's also growing very rapidly. So it behooves a merchant to figure out, and a payments player like us to figure out, how to make that work and how to deal with the reality that it's cash and bring people online.
So my next question is about geographic focus. And, you know, the world is a big place and there are lots of opportunities to enable these kinds of capabilities. How do you decide what markets you're going to tackle? Because there's obviously a lot of heavy lifting with going in and getting those local acquiring relationships set up and accommodating those local methods of payment. How do you think about that?
PayU differs a bit from some of our global competitors in that it's part of NASPER, a global company that also operates e-commerce businesses. So, you know, we are merchants as well. And where you our payments footprint, it aligns very closely with where we might have some e-commerce businesses and where you'll see some of our strongest payments businesses will be in India, in Poland, in Africa, where we have a lot of other assets. And it's interesting that the creation of PayU within NASPERS in many ways was born out of a need to remove friction for our own commercial enterprises. And we saw all of these payments challenges that we've talked about, and we also see the size of the opportunity. So that's how we got to our footprint, and that's how, you know, initially, you know, we saw the consumer pain point and we saw the merchant need. In this case, the merchant was us, and we developed product and technology solutions to address it. And PayU in many ways is letting other merchants leverage the platform that we built to solve our own problems. And that helped us decide the markets kind of on a classic follow your consumer basis.
That's interesting. So your innovation lab is yourself.
Yeah, and it's funny. I can tell you that I spend a lot of my day dealing with sister companies and their payments pain points, and we observe behavior. You know, we get to see in many ways the end-to-end consumer experience and consumer transaction on one side, but we also feel the pain as a merchant where you see, you know, go back to India, you see just exploding middle class wanting to buy things with smartphones on our e-commerce properties, and then you look at the payment solutions that are available, and just pain points there are obvious. We see them in our own house. We don't have to leave the friendly confines of PayU to understand the need for payment solutions in the developing world.
Interesting. I'd love to get your sense of some of the misperceptions about doing business cross-border that you've observed kind of on the inside, because it isn't as if you guys are just operating as a solutions provider. You really are, as you just described, living the experience through your parent company and the sister e-commerce platform that it enables. Give us a sense of some of those myths. We talked about cash. We talked about accommodating local payment methods, which I think are probably familiar. Anything that comes to mind?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think doing business internationally, for the reasons you mentioned, and there's some others, often what comes up is fraud and things like that. It seems very daunting, and it's going to sound self-serving, but it helps to have a partner show you the way. And
sure.
I think often, and I'm an American, so, you know, doing business in the developing world was new for me as well. And I'll say the flip side of all of the challenges that come to mind for people off the top of their head, there's a massive opportunity in the developing world. And in many ways, consumers don't have the biases that those of us who grew up in the West have. They're in many ways more willing to adopt technology, more willing to try new solutions to problems because they don't have the bias that comes with the old ones. So I think what my experience has shown, I think it's consistent with the broader PayU experience, is technology adoption in the developing world happens much faster than in the West. And at some point, those massive populations will really come to bear, and that's where trade will happen.
I think you make a very good point. I mean, the friction in those markets is so significant that what we would in the developed world consider, you know, turn our noses up at and consider too much trouble isn't for those who have real friction today associated with shopping online and paying for things online and just getting access to things that are not within walking distance today. So I think that's a really good perspective to put on the cross-border opportunity.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. I think when you think about talk classic retail and you think of the pillars of the retail experience, even before the internet, right? Selection, price, convenience. In the West, in many ways, you take selection for granted. You assume that you're going to get all the merchandise, and now it's an arms race for how can it be more convenient. In the developing world, selection in many cases is a luxury, and people really want access to the merchandise, and they're willing to sacrifice a little bit. For them, actually, it's not a sacrifice in convenience because there's no other way to get it. The way that I like to think about it is that, you know, the next billion online shoppers globally, they're going to come from the developing world and they're going to be on a mobile device. If I'm a merchant and I want to grow, I want access to those people.
Absolutely. You've mentioned fraud a couple of times in our conversation about being obviously very important to mitigate and to solve for in these environments. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a lot of hard work. It's a big consideration. And fraud levels, they vary by market. And again, like the other sort of more consumer-facing things that I mentioned about alternative payments and things like that, understanding the local dynamic. And again, this is where it helps PayU to be a local merchant as well as a payments operator. It's basically following the data and understanding where the risk's coming from, studying the data, not just from the e-commerce platform, but all the way through the payments transaction. And it helps us strike that balance between maximizing approved transactions and maintaining a low level of fraud.
So you've mentioned, too, that you're constantly looking for ways to get better and to make the merchant and consumer experience better as well. What's on the roadmap that you can give us a little peek inside of and describe?
Without getting into too many specifics, we're increasingly focused on consumer and merchant demands, and we try to get more and more local and closer to our consumers and our merchants, and finding ways to bring technology to address their pain points. And in our markets, and it follows from the discussion we had earlier, that means finding ways to deal with cash and installments, just to call out two examples that are very relevant in our markets. And then more broadly, we're really focused on mobile. As I mentioned, I firmly believe that's where the next billion users of e-commerce come from. And our geographies today have a very strong bias for mobile, and it accounts for the vast majority of our growth. So those are a couple of areas that I would call out: cash, installments, and mobile.
It is amazing that the secret to cross-border is staying local, but it's obviously very, very true. And the strategy to stay true, too, in order to be successful in that arena.
Absolutely.
Well, Larry, it was really great to catch up with you and to get some insight into what PayU is doing to enable the cross-border opportunities for the merchants and consumers in the markets you serve. Thanks very much.
Thank you for the time.